Next. Okay. Question and answer time, we're going to go ahead and cancel. We're going to let Coach Hankinson finish up, and I'll just make this announcement now. Afterwards, you'll be able to sign up over where you sign in for chapel to have interviews, 20-minute interviews with our panel members. Ivan says he's going to have to leave, but he will be taking interviews for other days, and you need to see him afterwards if you'd like to talk to him personally. So if you're going to ask some questions, maybe you can sign up with one or maybe two or three or four of you together for one of the slots on the sheets there so you can ask your questions personally. We're going to give the rest of our time the last, 12 minutes. I know Coach Hankinson actually prepared about a 45-minute presentation, and we slimmed him down. And so we'll just go ahead and let you have the rest of our time, Coach.
Well, if y'all don't mind, I've worked very hard on this, and since I've worked so hard on it, would you mind if I go ahead? It is about 45 minutes. I won't do that to you. I think when being last on the panel, what happens is you start listening to Ivan and Susan and Bob, and you start saying, now what was I supposed to say? And we are thankful for this time. The coaching profession. I just came back from the Final Four in Seattle. If you should decide to go in the coaching profession, keep in mind that out of the 200 and some coaches, Division I coaches, 40 some of those coaches this past month were fired. Get on your knees. Whatever God has for you, get on your knees and go ahead and pray and search out His will for your life. And if it even be coaching, those results are up to Him. And you're willing to be fired for our God. I am thankful for our team, and I see several of the fellows in here today. And I just rejoice that as I read the newspapers, you see problems of drugs and alcohol, fellas in local restaurants in brawls with the sheriffs. We don't have any of that kind of thing going on here at the Master's College. And I really am thankful for the group that we have. I believe our group does model our Christ. They asked to share some of the things that we do. I've written a number of books, and there's 3,300 colleges, and I'm thankful that, that our books are in 2,500 of them. So we're able to impact a little bit of the world in our coaching area. One of the main things that I do also is I go throughout the country, and this summer I'll have an opportunity to go to the Super Cup in Germany, which will have the Russian, Yugoslavia, and European teams. We'll have the clinics there, and we'll have an opportunity to visit with those coaches there for about 3 days. Most of that time will be with non-believers, and I'll pray specifically that God would give me an opportunity to get one-on-one to share our Christ with those people. Most of the one-man clinics in our society, if I were to ask you, what is your mental picture of, let's say, a nurse? If you were to close your eyes and I'd say, what's your mental picture of a nurse? What would come to mind? Yeah, white outfit. What else comes to mind? I'm sorry? Shots, okay. What else? Male or female? Yeah, in most cases, we have a mental picture of what a nurse is like. If I ask you, what's a businessman? How is that person dressed? How does that person come to your mind? You have a mental picture. If I say, what is a pastor? You know, what comes to your mind? You know, someone who, you know, rather starch shirt maybe. But if I ask you, what comes to mind when you say coach? Huh? In our society, What most times comes to people's mind is someone that cannot articulate, but simply growls when they talk. Hey, get over here, get over there. You see. And where I really see that is my son Chad was playing football, and he played for our dentist, who was just a sandlot coach. And Doc, I went out to the football game, and I came in at halftime. And if you would see our dentist, he's a very soft-spoken person in his office. If you'd walk into his office, you'd have that soft music. You know how they lure you asleep before they grind it. Hi, Mel. How are you doing today? How's your family? You see, they've got that soft counseling voice. Now, here's that dentist. You take and put on that schizophrenic hat and write coach across the top. He becomes bow-legged, growls when he talks. And this actually happened. I saw Chad, and Chad at the time was 12, 14 years old. And here was our soft-spoken dentist hovering over him. You know why you guys are behind? He's screaming with veins sticking out of his neck. It's because you don't have enough guts. You go out there in the second half and I want you to knock those guys down. I don't want to see anybody pick those guys up. I want you to step on them. I want you to kill them. You understand what I mean? Here's Chad. Yeah! And he's running out on the field. So in these one-man clinics, the reason, one of the reasons that God has me there is to show people that you can coach and not be an authoritarian madman. And that's neat because we have a chance to visit with thousands of sandlot coaches, high school coaches, and college coaches, and share with them a procedure of how to get involved in people's lives, how you can have interpersonal relationships and have Christ at the center and yet be so demanding that I tell every recruit that's in any player on our team will share this with you, that when I send in their home, I tell them immediately that I'm a Christian. And I said, you need to know this, that you will never leave the master's college because you are not treated with all the dignity due you as a special creation of our God. You'll never leave because of that. You'll like practice, although you'll never work harder in your life. And in our society, we don't seem to equate that, and we don't seem to understand as we go into that area that you can be a Christian coach. And I really had a fellow come to the office one time, and he was from a school in North Carolina, and I'd never met him in my life. And he said, "Are you really born again?" And I said, "I sure am." He said, "I just want to shake your hand because I didn't really think that you could be a coach and be a Christian too." Well, this fellow was a lawyer. And I said, I haven't met many Christian lawyers myself, you see. With our people, I really encourage them. And as I would encourage you, whether you go into coaching or not, as a born-again Christian, your responsibility vocation-wise, your very first responsibility is the challenge to become the best. That's your challenge. Become the best. And I challenge our guys today. There's a fella who's written a book. It's called Dedication Leadership. Douglas Hyde. Dedication and leadership. And he said, if you are outstanding in one area, you will be listened to in many areas. If you are outstanding in one area, you will be listened to in many areas. The better workers view the poorer workers with contempt. If I'm not doing my job and still trying to share my Christ, am I so heavenly minded that I'm no earthly good? Is that so? You'd have to answer that in your own life. I encourage our players to really pursue, the very best. And just because of time, let me jump to the end here. And I really wanted to share this with you. And it was laid in my heart to share this with you. No matter what you decide to go into, Jerry Bridges has written a book that came out last year. It's called Trusting God Even When Life Hurts. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to read it yet. But even should you dare to go in such a precarious profession as coaching, listen to what Jerry Bridges has to say. He said, "Let me encourage you to enter any profession boldly, knowing these three great truths: that God is completely sovereign, that God is infinite in wisdom, and God is perfect in love." So you know what profession you go into, God is always going to have a little needle in your nest, because He's not as interested in your comfort as He is in your growth. Isn't that true? Now look what He does with this. God in His love always wills what is best for us. God in His love always wills what is best for us. In His wisdom, He always knows what is best for us. And in His sovereignty, He has the power to bring it about. So no matter what profession you go into, if you've been on your knees and you know you're to go into that profession, then I go boldly without fear, because I trust that our God is going to hold me this way.
Thank you. Let's have a hand. Our time is up, but once again, I just want to thank everyone, our panel members here today, and just the good things to chew on for a while. Once again, if you want to talk to them personally, one-on-one,